Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm so glad to have you with me again today. So grateful for you taking the time to study the Word of God. I'm always so blessed when I think about people maybe that I know, people that maybe I don't know. But I know this, God knows you, and He loves you and cares for you and wants you to know Him. And the way that we get to know Him is through His Word. And so that's why we always study the Scriptures verse by verse, line by line, precept upon precept, and many times even word by word. We want God to teach us about Himself. And so that's another reason that we go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our studies. We just want to invite Him to be a part of our time in His Word. If you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks again for Your wonderful benefits to people. You've given us life and breath, and You sustain our lives through food and nourishment and drink and the sustenance of our bodies. And Lord, You've also given us the mental capacity, the emotional capacity to study Your Word, to learn from You. And we just invite You today by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, and Lord, to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to You. We give You thanks and praise today for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Disciples Without Understanding. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 16. The apostle John wrote how the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord." And Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat thereon. As it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king comes, sitting on a donkey's colt." And in chapter 12 and verse 16 of his book, John shared how these things understood not his disciples at the first. Where we read, "These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these sayings were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him." The verse reads, "These things understood not his disciples at the first." John began with the words, "these things," which means the prophecy concerning Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, understood not his disciples, or was not perceived, noticed, discovered, or discerned by Jesus' students, pupils, and attendants at the first, which means in the beginning. John shared how the students and pupils of Jesus did not realize he was fulfilling Scripture as he rode in Jerusalem on a donkey. The verse continues, "But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him." John added the words, "But when Jesus was glorified," which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, at the time and moment, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, is magnified, honored, praised, and extolled with splendor. Then remembered they, or at that time, the disciples recalled and brought to mind that these things were written of him, which means that Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a little donkey and people honoring him was delineated in the Scriptures concerning him, and that they had done these things unto him, or that the people performed and acted upon the prophecies concerning Jesus. John shared how, after Jesus was magnified in splendor, his disciples recalled the Scriptures that spoke of the events concerning his ride into Jerusalem on a donkey and the people honoring him. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus' disciples were unaware of how Jesus was fulfilling Scripture at the time he was riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. The people were praising and honoring Jesus while they waved their palm branches and celebrated his arrival. God knew all these things in advance, and he told them through his prophet Zechariah. You can see Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9 for more about that. He wants people to be in a personal relationship with him through his son Jesus, and everyone who yields their life to him will be forgiven of their sins and inherit everlasting life with God in heaven. Let all who read and hear these words know Jesus has been glorified. And those who are wise will realize these things were written in advance of him fulfilling them. Next time, John shares about the people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.